Don't you love sperm? There goes $3,000, men. A bank! A whole bank! The Bank of England! Oh, do, do, do! What's that Yarman about now?" At this moment Derrick was in the act of pitching his lamp feeder at the advancing boats, and also his oil can, perhaps with the double view of retarding his rival's way, and at the same time economically accelerating his own by the momentary impetus of the backward toss. "The unmannerly Dutch dogger!" cried Stubb. "Pull now, men! Like 50,000 line of battleship loads of red-haired devils! What do you say, Tashtego? Are you the man to snap your spine in 22 pieces for the honor of old Gayhead? What do you say?" "I say pull like goddamn!" cried the Indian. Fiercely, but evenly incited by the taunts of the German, the Pequod's three boats now began ranging almost abreast, and so disposed, momentarily neared him. In that fine, loose, chivalrous attitude of the headsman when drawing near to his prey, the three mates stood up proudly, occasionally backing the after oarsman with an exhilarating cry of, "There she slides now! Hurrah for the white ash breeze! Down with the Yarman! Sail over him!"